my dream, I seemed to be in a clinic. As I walked into the consultation room, the doctor looked up and said,
"If you're here for a postmortem, you'll have to lie down and make an appointment."
No, doctor, I'm Fred Allen. You x-rayed me yesterday.
Oh, yes. I have your x-rays right here. Come, let's see what Dr. Spear has to say.
Dr. Spear?
Dr. Spear!
Yes, Dr. Badoo?
This is Mr. Allen.
Well, what are we waiting for? Get him on the operating table. Nurse, get the ether. We're going to operate. They're going to let me operate.
Wait a minute.
Yes, Dr. Spear, before you operate, don't you want to look at these x-rays?
All right, let me see. Easy, deedy, mighty, I'll take this out. Nurse, ether!
Wait. You take what out? That's my heart.
Don't stop him, Mr. Allen. He gets upset.
He gets upset.
No. Prepare for surgery, you nurse. Get the ether. Where's my knife? Oh, here it is on the floor.
Hey, wait a minute. What's wrong with this guy?
Oh, don't mind, Dr. Spear. He used to be a butcher. Things got bad. He went into surgery.
Look, I didn't come here to get anything cut out. All the trouble is I can't sleep.
Ooh, you ought to see Dr. Mindle next door.
Oh, I'll see Dr. Mindle.
Yes.
Well, this office here is empty. Dr. Mindle!
I'll be right there. I'm in the closet here examining a patient.
All right, doctor.
Now open wide, please. That's good. Now, come back Wednesday. Now, Mr. Allen, what's on your mind?
Dr. Mindle, I came for an examination.
Oh, yes. Well, if you get down on all fours, it may be spavin.
Now, look, Doc, I haven't spavin, and it isn't botched. That I know. I have insomnia. I can't sleep.
Oh, can't sleep, eh? Well, we'll soon take care of that. Take this pill.
Oh, well, thanks, Doc.
Now sleep, Fred Allen.
Yeah,
sleep.
Yes, Doc, I feel sleepy already. Well, I dreamed the doctor gave me a pill, Portland, and I seemed to go to sleep in my sleep. Well, suddenly I started hearing voices.
I can cure you, Fred Allen. Let me see these x-rays.
He's got no writing.
It's arthritis.
It's larynx without vaginitis.
All this, and dandruff, too. Right, come.
Let me see these x-rays.
Let me operate. Where's my knife?
We'll cure you, Fred Allen.
We'll cure you.
Quiet. Beat it, you fake. I'm the only medical man who can cure Fred Allen.
Well, who are you?
I am Dr. Rockwell.
Dr. Rockwell? Can you help me, Doc?
There's only one thing that can help you, Fred.
What, Doc?
Vitamins. And I'm an authority on vitamins. What's your problem?
Well, I have insomnia, Doc. I can't sleep.
Well, vitamins will cure you, Fred. Your trouble is night blindness. You can't see to go to sleep.
Well, my eyes used to be all right, Doc. What has caused this night blindness?
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit?
Yes, sir. After a good night's rest, you get up in the morning, your eyes are relaxed, and what happens? You eat a grapefruit, get a pint of that citric acid in each eye, and your vision is weakened. You get night blindness. That's where the vitamins come in.
Well, what vitamin will cure my night blindness?
Vitamin A. You eat 6 raw carrots with every meal, and you get 880 vitamins every day.
And my night blindness is cured.
You can see like an owl. There's only one drawback.
One drawback? What is that, Doc?
Well, eating 18 raw carrots every day, you're all filled up. You can't eat anything else. You start to look like a rabbit. Your fur comes out in your back. You're weak. You have no pep.
I need another vitamin.
B1.
Well, how do I get vitamin B1?
You stop eating carrots. Now you start drinking a quart of molasses 3 times a day. You see, that gives you 2,000 B1 vitamins every day.
And my pep comes back.
You feel like a Superman, but...
But what?
Well, eating all that sweet molasses ruins your teeth. You need calcium now, vitamin B2. So you start drinking milk, 12 quarts of milk a day. That gives you 7,000 B2 vitamins. And your calcium deficiency is correct.
And my teeth are perfect.
Your teeth are perfect. But your gums are all shot now. You see, Fred, drinking all that milk, your gums get no exercise.
Yes.
They get soft, spongy. You need vitamin C. So you start eating 14 slices of whole wheat bread at every meal.
And this vitamin C fixes up my gums?
Right. Now you just have a little vitamin C deficiency. You know, rickets, bow legs, set in. But the good old vitamin E takes care of that.
Vitamin E?
Yes. Red meat. For 10 days, you eat nothing but red meat.
And I'm normal again.
You're in perfect physical condition, except for one thing. In order to get that much red meat, you have to spend all your time in black markets. When you come outside, your eyes are all bloodshot. You can't see.
Well, what cures my eyes?
Vitamin F.
And vitamin F I get?
From grapefruit. You just start eating.
Now, wait a minute. Grapefruit causes night blindness.
All right, Fred. If you're night blinded, you just start eating six raw
carrots. Now, look. This is where I came in, Doc.
And there's the secret of vitamins, Fred. If you've got something, vitamins will cure it.
Uh-huh.
And if you haven't got it, vitamins will give it to you.
Now, look, Doc, vitamins won't help me. I'm all in. I haven't slept for 6 months.
Fred, all you need is rest and relaxation. Come on up to my place in Maine. There's nothing but peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet. You can put me to sleep up
I'll
there?
I'll bet you $100 I can put you to sleep, Fred. Come up to Maine. You rest. You sleep. Come to Maine. Maine. Maine.
Well, Portland, the next thing I knew in my dream, I was walking down a quiet Maine road. Finally, I came to a little cottage. A sign over the door read, Rockwell's Institute of Peace and Quiet. There wasn't a sound. I knocked at the door.
Ah, Fred, come right in.
Well, thanks, Doc.
Welcome to Rockwell's Institute of Peace and Quiet.
Oh, if I can just get a little sleep.
Ah, if you're not asleep in 60 minutes, Fred, I'll give you $100. It's quiet here. Nobody will bother you.
Good.
This is your room right here, Fred. Now, just make yourself at home.
Ah, this room looks fine, Doc. I can relax in here. I'll see you later.
Well, pleasant dreams, Fred.
Well, I'll just get my things off and then for some sleep. Oh, what's this? Hey, who's hammering on that door?
Just me, Fred.
Well, what is that hammering?
I'm just nailing a do not disturb sign on your door.
Oh.
Now, you get right into bed now, Fred, and relax.
All right, I will. This bed feels... Oh, I've been stabbed.
That's just the mattress, Fred. One of the springs came out.
You had a cow in there, too, I think. How things of hay is so scarce... Well, it's just so little corn on the program tonight. The cow got into the mattress to get the hay in there.
All right. You forget it, Fred. Just curl up around the spring and go to sleep.
Just curl up. I see your point, Doc. I'll curl up around this spring. This is good.
Wait a minute. There's too much light here. I'd better let down these Venetian blinds.
Wait a minute. Doc, that noise.
Now, wait, Fred. You relax. Now, just close these closet doors.
Now, look, Doc, take it easy. My nerves.
Now, wait a minute, Fred. You go to sleep. You want anything? I have Luther, my hired man here. Just ring this bell.
Luther was written out, but he got in the script anyway, didn't he? Doc, does the bell have to ring that loud?
Yes, the hired man is deaf. I have to use a loud bell.
Oh.
Now, you're here for a rest, Fred. I'll get out. Now, you just lay back there and go to sleep.
Yes, Doc. Sleep. Ah, this is more like it. I'll just lie back here and see what I can do. And I'm sure. Hey, what was that? What? Hey, there's a golf ball on my stomach. Oh, what now?
Right in here, Patty. Here's the ball.
Oh, good shot, sir. Right on this gentleman's brisket.
Hey, what is this?
Quiet, you. This is a difficult shot. My nibbler, Caddy.
Yes, sir.
I'll play it from the gentleman's point.
Now, wait a minute. What do you think I am, a hazard?
Quiet! I'm lining up the ball.
The green is straight through the center window, sir.
Here goes. Four.
Oh, my head. Oh.
Try again, sir. I'll replace the divot. I got some new skin here.
Stand back, Caddy. Four.
Hey, hello, sir. You're right on the green.
You're also on my stomach, both of you guys. Will you get off?
All right, take my bag, Caddy.
Let's go, sir.
Oh, maybe I can get a little sleep now. Well, I'll sing myself a lullaby. Rock-a-bye, baby, don't let out a peep. The Japanese sandman to sleep in the deep rock. Oh, now what? Come in.
Just me, Fred. How's it going? Aren't you asleep yet?
Doc, how can I sleep with all this noise?
What noise? Everything outside is as quiet as a mouse.
I know all the noise is going on in here.
Oh, your nerves are on edge, Fred. I don't hear a thing. Now you get back there to sleep.
Sleep.
That's right.
Sleep.
No, I'll just
Doc, what is that?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just the guy in the next room. Now you go to sleep.
No!
Doc, tell that guy to keep quiet, will you?
Why, I can't, Fred. He's making a fortune for me.
A fortune? How?
Why, people come from all over the Maine and pay me 10 cents apiece just to look at this man.
Why?
He's a Democrat.
Look, go in and tell him that I am Al Smith. He won't be so lonesome up here in Maine.
All right, Fred, but you go right back to sleep. Sleep.
Sleep. I'll try counting sheep this time. One, two. Oh, just. I forgot my ration book. Oh, well, maybe I can. Hey, what's going on? What are you doing here in my bedroom with these dogs?
Well, I was sousing in on a fox. The blighter ran in here. I say, there's the fox. He's under your bed. That's not it. That's him, Morris. I saw him on George Perez.
Maine, rest, relaxation. I have had enough. I'm getting out of here. Doc Rockwell.
Fred, you're getting dressed?
You bet I'm getting dressed. I'm going back to New York.
Shame on you, Fred. I built up an institution for rest and relaxation here, and you won't cooperate.
Cooperate? How can I cooperate? I've had bells pounding in my ears, Democrats yelling off mic, a golf game going on in my stomach, a fox hunt under my bed. Doc, I'm through.
But, Fred, Look,
Fred, never mind, Fred. You told me if I came up here to Maine, I could relax. I would have peace and quiet. Didn't you tell me that?
Yes, but...
You told me also if I came up here to Maine, I could relax. I would have... You told me if I didn't fall asleep in 60 minutes? I'm so excited. I don't know what I'm doing now. I'm talking in my sleep, which I haven't had, according to the script.
I promised to give you 100.
You told me if I didn't fall asleep in 60 minutes, you would give me $100, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
All right. I have been here 59 minutes, and I am still awake. Now, you owe me $100.
Not so fast, Fred. I still have a minute.
You can't put me to sleep in a minute.
Oh, no. What about it? How about vitamins? You start eating raw, thick, raw carrots.
No, Doc. No, Doc. Not that again. No, before we close the Texaco Star Theater, I want to thank Dr. Rockwell, Maine's Ambassador of Goodwill, for paying us a diplomatic call tonight. Next week, our guest will be Ellery Queen, ladies and gentlemen. And now, Jimmy, if you'd like to say something before we put a stop to this.
Well, just a reminder that wear can put a stop to your essential transportation if you let neglect cripple your car. So give it regular care and make the regular place to get it your neighborhood Texaco dealer.
Thank you, Jimmy. This is Fred Allen speaking for Texaco dealers from coast to coast, inviting you to tune in again next Sunday and to drive in at any time. Remember, you're welcome. Thank you. Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Ten p.m.